Six people are on stage in this theater in northern Paris. They're rehearsing for a show being put on the next day. None of them are professional actors. They're all young people, most of them students.
My name is Yazam. I'm 20 years old. I'm a student in information technology in the University of Paris Edo.
Yazan Hawash is from Syria, like all the people up on stage. He's actually Palestinian. He was born in Syria's Yarmouk refugee camp. In 2012, he left Syria with no passport, only his refugee travel document.
I traveled in the United Arab Emirates because my parents were there. Then I had a chance for travel in Egypt for continuing my studies, but there was a political change.
That political change, the Egyptian Revolution, made him leave there too. As a Palestinian refugee, he couldn't get permanent residence in the Emirates, so he decided to try his future in Europe.
I have to go to Europe for continuing my life.
He arrived in France in 2013. And this, essentially, is the story he tells on stage in this show, Winter Guests. In the scene towards the start of the play, he looks for a country to go to. The scene itself is meant to be funny. Director Aurélie Ruby says that's necessary. French people coming to see a play about refugees need to be eased into the subject, she says.
We begin by laughing, by make jokes, by speaking about what happened in France with the papers.
La première fois que je vais à la préfecture.
We just touch the audience in a place that they will be surprised. And after this, we go more far in the stories that people, they will be really touched.
Ruby wrote the play based on the stories of the participants in workshops that she started in 2014. At first, she offered the workshops for Syrians so they could learn to speak French through theater. But she quickly realized the participants had an interesting perspective.
If I give an exercise that I already know, the way they will do it is different than the French. An example that I remember is a pantalon mask, the Commedia dell'arte. You have some masks, and there is a character, it's the old man who likes money. And they were really doing the Syrian pantalon. I don't know how to say it, it's not the same character. I don't know, it's cultural difference. The way they were doing the exercise make me think that they have a lot of things to express, to give.
So together they decided to write a play based on the Syrians' life experiences. The original cast had 10 people. After a year and several performances, many left to do other things. Ruby continued with a new cast. She says she helps the actors craft their own stories into something dramatic to be put on stage in France.
I know what French knows. I know what they know about Syria, what they don't know about Syria. So I can help them to write their story in a way that the French will understand and be touched.
Some elements came unexpectedly. In one scene, the actors stand in a line and do a salute and recitation in Arabic. Ruby says this came out of watching some of the actors during a break one day. They were doing this well-choreographed military salute.
It was very violent choreography, and I asked them, what is this? They say me, it's the salute that we do 3 times a day at school. We are saying that the family of Assad, they are the best.
This daily salute surprised her. It taught her something about Syria, but it also caught her eye as a dramatic gesture. Now it's part of the show, that there's an explanation that goes along with it.
It's this moment. Aya were speaking about a story beginning at school during the revolution when she, the moment that she realized that all of this was a lie.
20-year-old Aya Atrash is one of the actors, petite, wearing a headscarf. She studies math and computer science here in Paris. She joined the cast last year, and her scene involves her talking about what she learned in school in Syria about the Assad regime. We learn that the regime is part of our family, she explains. We learn to love it and support it. I learned to love the regime, but that changed during the revolution.
J'avais entre 16 et 17 ans.
It's a really strong story. So we mixed the story of Aya with showing what happened at school, the salute. And for me, this scene show what is Syrian dictature.
For Aurélie Ruby, the combination of Atrash's personal story with a real-life example of the salute is a way of translating the situation to a French audience. And this is important for Atrash. French people don't really know much about Syria, she says, so we have to tell them so they understand why we're here. She never acted before and had seen little theater in the small town near Aleppo where she grew up. She was attracted to the idea of the project. She saw the first version in 2015 and recognized herself in many of the stories. She recalls a scene in which one of the actors shows a key to the audience, saying, "This is the key to my home in Syria." I too still have the keys to my house, she says. Atrash left Syria for Turkey with her parents and came to France in 2014. She was granted refugee status here last year. Being on stage allows her to talk about her experiences and her journey of becoming a refugee in a way that she doesn't get to do in daily life. I've told my story on stage, she says. The only other place I've done so was at the refugee office when I applied for asylum. Before 23-year-old Rama al-Nabwani left his home in southern Syria in 2013, he spent 3 weeks in prison. In the play, as in real life, he says that when he was a young child, he was curious about prison. When I was younger, I wanted to know what happened in prisons, he says. The real experience was traumatic. There were many things going through my head, he says. He describes a 2-meter-square cell where he was kept alone. Al-Nabwani is an art student today. He wrote a poem while he was in prison, and he recites it in the play. In a little room in Damascus, I dreamt of drawing a giant mountain, the poem starts. Later it continues, I'll draw my freedom on their walls. Because when they arrested me, I had a pencil in my pocket. Al-Nabwani says the poem was written for his mother. He wanted to tell her not to worry. A key scene in the play is a kind of dance when the actors all cross the stage, symbolically leaving Syria, coming to France. Laura Auriol choreographed that scene using moves from Buto, a Japanese dance, which slows down movements and allows for physical manifestations of ideas.
To do something in a symbolic way allowed them to say goodbye, because most of them left without being able to say goodbye. And so taking that time is a way, I think, for a lot of them to be able to make peace with what happened.
Aya Atrash says it's true that she didn't have time to say goodbye. When she and her family left their home, they didn't think it would be for the last time. It was supposed to be just for a couple of weeks. But we never came back, she says. Theater and art in general for refugees like Atrash and the others who are dealing with emotional and administrative hurdles could be seen as a bit of a luxury, frivolous even. But those involved in this project insist that it has a role in helping people deal with the past and address the present. Choreographer Laura Auriol says art can give you another perspective.
It's a way to engage with your story that in your daily life you don't have a chance to come to it with creative tools allows you to own it in a way that's constructive, that's playful, that is not like a burden in any way that I have to carry.
When you arrive in a country, you don't know the language. You don't know how it works. You lost your life, you lost your family, your friends, you lost all your life, and you are like naked. And this is the moment that heart can be all for you and can help you to build again.
And it goes beyond therapy.
We could do an atelier only with ourselves, but at the same time, I felt that they have something to say to this new society.
Winter Guests involves only a handful of the thousands of refugees living in France today, but it's a start, and the project's hoping to raise enough money to continue. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.